is episode 132, and...
are you in a meditate about Darktown right now?
I was about to say something, and then I heard the music. Wow. You guys do know...
You can hear it?
You guys do know that I don't use headphones. I don't use headphones, so the only way...
You're raw. Yeah, you podcast raw. You podcast in the raw.
No, it's just annoying to hear myself echo and hear you guys echo, and I'd rather have a normal conversation when we're talking.
Yeah, but you can't hear the music.
Darktown.
I'm sorry, Reed. I love it. And Reed, by the way, what I was saying is that I can hear it through their headphones, and that's how I knew it was starting. That's why I started saying it.
All right. Bullshit on that.
No, I don't think you can hear anything.
Reed May rocks.
He's we know that.
I love people with gaps.
Reed has a gap in this team? Reed has a gap?
That's fine, yeah. That's
he does? I don't know. I don't remember that.
I do.
Who works at gap?
Is that what you said? My brother has a gap.
Does he? I don't think he has a gap.
We have a guest here.
No, he doesn't have the gap.
It's closed. Did you grow up?
No one's had quite the gap
you have. You might
have a little gap. Get on
the microphone. Pump it.
Inappropriate
with my brother.
Yeah, that was pretty inappropriate. Just so you know. That was Becky's brother that she just said that to.
Please, give me one of those.
It's pretty late here. This is a rare dark town.
Anyways.
It's the middle of the fucking night.
Shut up. We have a guest.
It's like 3 in the morning in New York.
Yeah. Hey, what's up, New York?
We've been drinking, and then we decided, hey, let's do a podcast. That's
oh, awesome. Yeah, what the fuck?
And my my brother's bored already, you guys.
He's already, I'm out.
Back in. My brother is here, and we're interviewing.
Do something, say something inappropriate to him. Suck him back in. Yeah, there you go. Yeah.
He's like,
from several episodes,
lucky for everyone, Andy Wilson is a special guest on the fucking podcast.
All right, thank you, everyone. Yay!
If you don't want to be a part of it, you can go back into the house.
Thank you, Becky.
Andy's here. Andy from Portland. If you remember the Uncle Andy episode, did you ever listen to the episode you were on, Andy?
No.
You think he would? Good. Next time you will, and you're going to, actually. We're going to make sure this is posted by the time before you leave, so...
Before you leave.
You're going to burn a CD of it so you can listen to it on your drive back.
You'll drive back to Portland.
Uncle Andy's greatest hits.
Yep.
Volume 1.
Yep. Volume 1. No. One. Last time you're here...
That sounds perverted.
No, it doesn't.
It doesn't? Uncle Andy's greatest hits?
No, it doesn't sound perverted at all. But, I mean, yeah. Everything sounds perverted to me.
Is what it sounds, actually.
I like the fact that we have the heat on as opposed to the swamp cooler this time.
Yeah, last time you were here, it was a swamp cooler.
It was 90 bazillion degrees.
Now it's the heater.
And the heater's much more comfortable, isn't it?
Oh, yeah, it's lovely in here.
Yeah.
Downright lovely.
Whatever. You weak Portlanders can't handle the Fresno heat.
Oh, he can handle it.
All right.
No, he can't. That's why he's in Portland.
I don't like it either.
And Bell's doesn't like it either, but he's still here for 42
Bell's
years.
Wants to move there. I want to move there. What about this fucker?
You don't want to move to Portland, do you, Bell's?
I would.
You would move to Portland.
I would. That's it.
You hear that? You hear that, Piper, the advisor? Yeah. Bell's is ready to move to Portland.
If my job comes up for a regional job for the Northwest... I will apply for it.
If I could rob a bank or two.
Or two.
I would go.
We should open up. We should open up a Mexican restaurant in Portland, right? Because there's no.
There's only 10,001.
Yeah, but they're all shitty, right? They're nothing good as Fresno Mexican restaurants, right?
You go to the carts out there.
Next time you come up, we're going on Mexican restaurant tour.
But yeah, going to be like, it's going to be like Marin food downtown where it's Fresno, really when you good, go to the bathroom, you have
to
go authentic.
Through the strip club to get to the bathroom.
Yeah, that's fucking a real Mexican restaurant.
No, this is in downtown. Did I say Fresno? Yeah. Portland.
Oh, no, that's not real then. Now I'm changing. No, it's not real.
Downtown Fresno, you go through a whorehouse, then a strip club, back into a whorehouse.
You go to a strip club, you're like, I need to go take a piss. All right, dude, go ahead. And then you go through a whorehouse. You're like, excuse me, ladies. And then you go into another strip club and you take a piss.
I took my mom to the Mexican
restaurant
in downtown Fresno. I said, Mom, you should see the bathroom. Or downtown Portland. I said, Mom, you should see the bathroom. She said, okay.
Andy, talk about the lusty lady. Please do.
Oh, come please. On. Don't be putting me on the spot.
Please.
What about it?
What was your first job? What was your first job there? What did you do?
I was a busboy I was a dishwasher at the Owl of Tower Cafe in downtown.
No, not that first job. Was your first job at the Lusty Lady? Okay.
Where's the Lusty Lady at? That's Portland or Fresno? I'm confused.
I don't know.
Where's the Lusty Lady at? Portland or Fresno? Seattle. Okay, Seattle. It's a third city.
I lived in Seattle, Washington for 5 years.
What happened there?
Do you know Chris Cornell?
No. I try, you know.
He's from Seattle.
You're part of it.
What was the name of that dude? There was the guy who died. Shit. Lane Stanley?
Lane Stanley.
Yeah. The guy who died.
Lusty Lady, and she had Lane Stanley's name, and then the year he was born, and then a dash, and then an empty spot. And this is before
there's a tattoo on her?
That was her tattoo, yeah. Sorry. That was a tattoo. Lane Stanley. Year he was born, and then a dash, and then an empty space, knowing that probably he would die before she died. Which I never found out if that happened or not. I wouldn't be surprised if she died herself, but before that ever happened. But apparently he's dead, right? Right?
Yeah. Yes. Yes. Right, Lane is dead.
Rumor has it. So hopefully she made it long enough to get her filled in.
Maybe.
I wouldn't be surprised. She had a mustache. I remember. She did.
Be sure you know he had a mustache. Bells and I are drinking Pliny the Elder.
Yes.
Just so you know.
Because it's good.
Suck it.
I am drinking water. It's fantastic.
Look, Becky is drunk off water.
Yep.
Andy's
drinking Andy?
A fat tire.
No, I'm done with that. I'm drinking your Pliny the Elder.
Oh, are you liking that, actually?
It's good stuff, man.
If you're going to drink an IPA... You're going to drink plenty. You're going to enjoy the fuck out of it.
The green-brown tint bottle, it makes me feel fancy.
It's quite fancy. It has a lot of writing around it, too.
It's kind of Vegas-y.
Vegas-y?
I'm feeling like a Vegas trip.
Wow.
Doesn't that sound kind of fun?
Not really.
Well, if you want to go to the kind of older yours, too.
No.
What would you want to do in Vegas? If you're
shows.
In Vegas.
Go to shows. Go to shows.
What kind of shows?
I guess Cirque du Soleil or something like that. Not necessarily. What's her name?
Celine Dion.
Thank you. High five, brother.
Yeah, you want to go to my show? You like the singing?
Yeah,
I'm the greatest singer in the world.
No, I don't want to see that. Cher might be kind of funny to watch. I don't know. What else is in Vegas? The Rat Pack we've already seen. Okay, I've already
seen
the
Rat Pack
classic, so that doesn't really like. I've already fulfilled that dream.
They're just gambling on sports.
Chris,
that's all there is left.
Yeah.
Chris, what's his face?
Yeah, that's true. When we go, you just hang out in the sports area, and I'm bored.
I just make you do it. You sit here and watch sports,
you're
Becky.
Tie you down right here.
I have the over under on this.
That's
watch
true,
this.
Can't move.
The other
don't
side
move.
Of the coin is me with my foot up on the fucking Wheel of Fortune all night long and not moving a fucking.
But making bank.
But
up on the Wheel
making
of Fortune all
bank.
Night long.
Wheel of Fortune, the slots. What'd like, just kicking back on it all night long. That's what I'm talking about. Sitting there all night long, but making mass money because I've focused on one machine all night long. I have done this. He knows this. Me and, I don't even know who is with me, dear God.
Somebody who
some
likes
girl,
a party.
Some
hard.
Lori. Fuck. One of my friends in my
Lori. School.
Lori.
What up, Lori?
Hey, Lori.
Hey, Lori. How's it going?
Lori was there hooking up with Mike's
You're not listening. Hi, how's it going, Lori? Bell's just said hi to you.
How you doing?
Hey, Lori. You know Lori.
It's after midnight.
Did you make out with Lori? Oh, no, Robert made out with Lori.
We're going to podcast noon here pretty soon.
All your high school friends are talking to you.
Who did you make out with?
Andy, who did you make out with?
We're not talking about this.
We're not on the radio, Andy.
Change the subject.
It's a podcast. Andy, who did you make out with? Go.
Change the subject again.
Go. Start from number one. The first girl you made out with. What was her name?
What was the first girl
you made out with? We are done here.
Who was the first girl with the first kiss?
Now this is getting weird.
Exactly. That's why we're recording now.
I do remember that, actually.
Okay, that's a good story.
On the zipper at the Mariposa County Fair.
Oh,
I don't remember her name.
Mariposa
County Mikey's cousin.
Kissed her zipper.
On the zipper.
On the zipper?
Mikey, I don't remember Mikey.
What were those
like a ride?
Names?
Or her actual zipper?
At the Mariposa County Fair.
Like her jean pants.
Poser. Posey.
No.
No, not those people?
Posey, no.
Okay.
They lived in Mariposa.
Well, there was a family that our friends were friends with, our family was friends with, that lived in Mariposa.
Dad would remember. I don't remember. But anywho, they had a huge piece of property up there.
They're
and
a piece of shit.
I was friends with Mikey. And
piece of shit.
You hear that, you piece of shit?
You hear that?
You're a
piece of shit. You're a scumbag.
Way more experienced beyond her years.
Oh.
And she did
wow.
a couple
of fucking edit that. You have to edit that.
What a
go.
We never
last name.
Shows
you can come
like
back to this me ranting about
we'll
it,
see.
Anyway, but you have to edit the
we'll
last
see.
Name.
We'll see. I can't
she
wait to listen back
here.
To this and
yeah.
see if this was
God,
edited
yes.
or not.
Fuck that shit.
See, this is what I want to talk about. This while we don't get into these things. All right.
All right. Andy, last time Uncle Andy was on here, we talked.
Becky's nickname is Fifi.
Yep. We talked about how Becky's nickname is Fifi.
But
we talked about Portland. We talked about you hopping trains across Canada. We talked about that. But now I want to talk about Thailand and New Zealand.
Ooh. They love
you,
me long
you've
time.
Been to, you've been to Thailand. What is Thailand like?
Which
you
time?
Before you were there before the right before the tsunami hit.
A
you
week
were in Thailand.
Before. 1 week.
Yeah. 1 week before the tsunami hit.
Andy and I were sitting in my living room and he was watching. He was, my father called and said, turn on CNN, and he turned on CNN, and Andy was like, oh my God, I recognize this place.
No, you know it good better than I do.
Please, tell us more, Producer Becky.
I want to do that. Yeah.
This is what happened.
And it got flooded, and shit happened.
All these places I'd been to many times, all of a sudden we're not there anymore.
I'm like, wow, that's underwater now.
Wow.
I remember drinking
well,
there.
It scared me a little more as his sister, I guess, since he's detached from it emotionally, that he might have died, okay, and it was only a week away from it. You might have been there still, and you might have died. It sucks. It was a reality check. Okay?
Okay.
Motherfucker.
All right.
You get it?
That wouldn't change the fact that, I mean... I wouldn't do it again.
But like,
yeah, I'd go back to this place again.
But in Phuket,
yeah, that's true.
In Phuket, you can live like a king with like $100.
Phuket, yeah. I mean, you could, but why the fuck would you want to do that? Phuket, Phuket's okay. Let me tell you where to go.
Where do you go in Thailand? You live kick ass.
One of the things about Thailand and Southeast Asia in general is that the places that everyone wants to go, that you get to see all the beautiful, cool shit. Is where everyone wants to go, and so there's lots of other Westerners. If you want to get away from all that stuff and go to like the real Thai experience or real Vietnam experience,
like Rambo, that's a real Vietnam experience.
The Rambo experience,
that guy fucking takes on an army with a bow and arrow and fucks them.
That's
up.
A fucking experience.
That's experience. He's got a bow and arrow and a
they
knife.
Get a little weird when you start doing that kind of stuff.
Fucking awesome. Yeah.
When they're not down with that.
Arming yourself.
You walk around with a bow and arrow.
I'm here for the tour.
I'm here for the tour.
It's like the tour that went on.
Hey, I'm here for the tour.
Sir, you've got a knife and a bow and arrow.
Excuse, I got to shut you down because we're really talking about serious shit here.
Let's talk about some serious shit right now.
We're talking about Nam right now, so...
You catch my new movie.
Okay, shut the fuck
I'm
up.
I'm a new action hero
Andy,
again.
Call the bullet
Andy,
through your,
you
the bullet through your fucking
shut
head.
Shut up!
Fifi, calm down, man.
Fifi.
Continue.
Fifi.
I'm the producer.
Oh, is it not? Wow. Fucking dress you down right now, Andy. I'm the producer.
Just so you know my role.
Wow.
I have control over anything that happens on this podcast.
Right now, the law was just laid.
Yep.
Adolf, what do you want to know?
What's happening? We were talking about Phuket. We're talking about the best.
I said Adolf.
Andy was going to tell us the best place to go in Thailand, all right? That's where we want.
Depends on where you want to go.
For chicks. And
chicks
beer.
With dicks?
Yeah. Well, whatever.
Hold on.
Chicks with anything. I would rent a shemale just so I could see one naked. I wouldn't even do anything with them. I just want to see them naked.
You don't even have to get in an awkward situation. They're everywhere. You can just, they're everywhere.
Like naked already?
Well, chicks with dicks?
Yeah.
Well, yeah.
I want to see that. Okay, I just want to see it. That's all. I want to see what
you
that
looks like. You go to one of those boxing things. They have these kind of fake Muay Thai, you know, Thai boxing things. But in between, they have transvestite shows.
In between.
In between fights.
Okay.
We have a transvestite show now.
You think you know it, but it's not.
That's the
truth.
Here they go.
Here they go.
It's real.
Here they go. Go, transvestite, go.
They're going so hard.
Here they go. They go fight hard.
Sometimes they do both.
Sometimes they do. Sometimes they do. I believe it.
I know you think I'm joking, but I'm not.
I know you're not. Andy said this to me a long time ago, and I repeat it to people all the time, especially my employees. I say it's not a pretty world.
Hey, employees, it's not a pretty world. Fucking get to work.
He said it to me a long time ago, and when people fuck with me or like weird shit happens, I just say it's not a pretty world.
It's not a pretty world. Get to work.
Get to work. Or
suck it up.
What does it make you stronger? What doesn't kill you makes you stronger.
Yep.
They hate that. They hate it when I say that to them. When they get into like really rough situations, I'm all, oh, cool. What doesn't kill you makes you stronger. Now you know more. They're all, fuck you.
When dad did his, my father tomorrow will be 20 years sober. And when he did his, like, AA people, when they go through their steps, they have to go through and say, apologize to everyone. And
yeah,
my dad
his amends.
Came to me,
make his amends. Yeah.
Make his amends. Yeah. And my father came and made his amends to me. And I was like, huh? What? And he was like, sorry about your rough life that you had because of me, blah, blah, blah. I was like, what?
What?
Whatever kills you doesn't make you stronger. And my father said to me, he goes, that's sad. That's your outlook on your childhood. And I was like,
yeah. Well, when he told
me, I'll say it again. What doesn't kill you only makes you
stronger. Well, when
he
told you me, he tells this at his little, like, when AA people get, like, through a certain point, I guess they tell stories. They get up and, like, tell in front of a group. And he tells my thing, or what he told me, I was all, he's like, you know, I'm an alcoholic. I was like, duh. I was like, yeah. I was 16, mind you, people. But I was like, yeah, Dad. And he just sat there and he stared at me and I was like, What do you need to say to me? I was like,
what's
you're
going on here?
You're a fucking drug, what? And then he told me, oh, I'm sober. I was like, oh, okay, that's cool.
That's cool. What
well,
else?
You don't understand. You have no concept. You have no concept.
Well, I have.
You don't believe anything.
I've seen movies.
You don't believe anything that's told to you.
I've seen movies.
I believe in nothing.
You don't believe in anything.
You don't believe in nothing.
I believe in nothing. I'm not. Come
here, Crawford Johnson.
Hey, see,
come
here, Johnson. Andy's taking a cigarette break now.
I actually had a Big Lebowski, no, I don't know if a game segment, Big Lebowski segment for really? Darktown. I guess I could throw it out there now since I'm talking about it. Since we're on the break.
Dorktown.
Just like have a segment every time we have a Dorktown, we have a Big Lebowski segment because we all love the Big Lebowski. It's maybe the greatest movie ever, below Star Wars, but maybe the greatest movie ever. And
just below Star
outside
Wars.
Of Star
it's
Wars,
it's above Indiana Jones.
No, oh wait, oof. Maybe well, not. Well, maybe not.
Yeah. Okay,
not above Raiders of the Lost Ark.
You wanna then redirect that?
It's not above Raiders of the Lost Ark.
Correct yourself. Then?
The greatest comedy ever. Big Lebowski.
So you're saying Star Wars is a comedy?
No, I'm not. I'm saying the Big Lebowski is the greatest comedy ever.
I think so. I agree with you. I love the Big Lebowski.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, sorry. I was jumping in. I wasn't listening.
I would like to start every podcast, so we have a Big Lebowski segment.
Okay.
And for the first one, mm-hmm. I would like to say, what is your weakest? What do you think is the weakest thing in the Big Lebowski? What Big Lebowski, like, plot line or scene or character is the weakest? You think you're like, I'd rather do without that.
I think the landlord, when he comes to his door and asks for the check, I think that's worthless.
No,
not needed.
Yeah, but then they have to go to the landlord's little one play, like his solo play. That's kind of fucking funny. That gives the scene of the in and out scene of Donnie's like, we gotta go to the in and out. Yeah. We're gonna fucking in and out.
Shut the fuck up.
Shut the fuck up. And we'll go to the in and out.
I think Donnie's scene where he has his heart attack is one of the best scenes.
Man down.
What is the weakest point of your belt? What is the least thing you like about the Big Lebowski?
I think
speaking as a huge Lebowski fan, what is the weakest
part
point?
I really don't care when I'm watching is when like he's doing that dream and he's just walking down cruising. You know, he's in that
in the bowling dream sequence.
Dream sequence.
Yeah. My condition yeah,
exactly.
Is in.
I think
it's
that's
like, all right, this is a, all right, get to it. Man.
Yeah, let's get to
it.
But
it just shows how fucking trippy it is. It kind of rolls you into the next scene.
Fucking
that's what
Walter
I like
Sobchak
about it.
Kicks ass.
Walter Sobchak kicks ass.
I like it.
Hi, Pilar.
I 100% support that scene.
My name is Walter Sobchak. This is my...
The police are here to see... Oh, we're not...
Where's the police?
I don't mean...
Is this
your homework, Larry?
Is this your homework, Larry?
Is this your homework, Larry? My only weakest point is the daughter, which you could completely remove the plot point of her... From the movie and like making a little bit Lebowski. What's her name?
Julianna Moore.
Yeah, Julianna Moore's character.
Yeah, but then that guy.
I'm not that I don't like the character. I'm just saying you could remove her character from the movie and it wouldn't affect the movie.
But you wouldn't be introduced to the guy that says.
You could find a way to introduce her.
You missed the whole scene where dude is talking to that guy. He's like, "Who the fuck are you? Man?
Who the fuck are
Who
you,
the fuck
man?
Are you, man? You know,
you could find a way to put
that
in there."
Moore's little sidekick.
I'm not saying that's not good. There's nothing about the movie that's bad, but I'm saying if I'm gonna remove something from the movie, if I'm forced,
anything from that movie.
But you're forced to, Andy. You're forced to remove something. If I'm going to remove something...
You got
to
chew your leg off to get out of that trap.
I'm going to remove the Julianna Moore character.
All right.
I'm not. I love... One of my favorite scenes is her flying through the air naked, doing her little...
What's that?
Leave that plenty in there for your uncle.
He said there's a beer I should drink.
You drink the Pliny already.
You've been drinking it, bro.
You've
been drinking it, bro.
There's nothing above the Pliny.
You just drink the best.
Yeah.
Whatever you want except for the Pliny.
Leave the Pliny alone.
Leave the Nicasi alone. That one's for Sunday.
The Nicasi is for Bells. The Pliny is for your uncle. Everything else is game. Yeah, that's a cost
plus
beer.
That's nice. I went out.
That's fine.
That's cost.
Drink it.
Cost was
bad.
I worked for that company for 10 years.
Only 10 years? Seemed like longer than that.
So Andy, when you went to Thailand, I don't know if you want to talk about this or not, but a friend of yours, you don't go just if
so
you're
you
from.
Want, you want to bring the
yeah.
The
I'm gonna I'm
down,
gonna huh? throw it down. I'm gonna bring it down.
Exactly what he's talking about.
Yep. When you're from the States and you go to Thailand, you don't just go there. You have to take, like, precautions of a pill
Or a shot.
Oh, I thought you were talking about the other thing.
I don't know what the other thing is.
Double condoms?
No.
Triple condoms?
So if you're going to an Asian country, you have to take like a hella big shot. What would that be? Like, what did
I disagree?
You don't.
No.
You didn't take any shots.
It's not fucking goddamn East Africa.
Okay,
or something
so
like that.
Getting down to the point, the reason is because
malaria. You're like talking about malaria pills and that kind of stuff.
Yeah,
you can do that shit, but you don't really need to. A lot of people take Cipro. Just like get a prescription of Cipro and bring it with them. If they get sick, they take Cipro.
Isn't that? But hold on, it's the reason is because you're a friend. That killed himself. That's the reason why.
Oh, that's what I thought he was talking about. Do you really want to get this?
I don't know. So. Maybe I don't.
Horribly bad things.
Was it because of the malaria problem?
I do know the story.
All right, change the subject.
You guys want to talk about Rambo?
Yeah, I do want to talk about Rambo some more.
You know, he kills over 250 men.
200. Which Rambo is this?
So we moved to talking about 250 men instead of one.
Wow, 250 make-believe men. 250 Vietnamese or Thailanders?
Vietnamese.
It was from the Philippines, too.
Philippines?
You tried to cross over to Vietnam when you were in the Thailand.
Well, we were going to Cambodia, yeah.
Mm-hmm.
And my friend Eric Bacon got really scared.
You guys are hiking in Cambodia?
No, we just took the train there, and we're going to Cambodia, and Eric got freaked out. We met this dude, Scary Steve. I got a picture of him.
Oh, show.
We'll put it on our
we'll put it on our photos.
Scary Steve. And he made Eric Bacon so uncomfortable that he didn't want to go into Cambodia, and so we actually ended up turning back.
Really?
Yeah. I ended up going back later.
You're a good friend.
He was just scared, man. He was scared to death. Which is fucking
who wouldn't be?
After that, I mean,
I'm just
going to
generally
that.
Be as scared of going into another country. If I'm in a foreign country already, I'm going to be like, let's go into another foreign country.
This dude had never, ever even traveled. Like, he's been to California, Washington, and Oregon. He'd never been anywhere else besides that. And then I dragged him to Thailand with me because no one else had the money to go. And he did, and he wanted to go. I was like, cool, let's go, you know? Awesome. I just said as a joke one day, hey, you should come to Thailand with me. He's like, okay. And so we got to the border, and dude, Scary Steve, some weird-ass fucking guy, we met on the train on the way to the border of Cambodia, and he was like, I'll get you across the border. Don't worry. I know how to do it. I know how to do it. And he scared the shit out of poor Bacon so bad that Bacon was like, I'm not going. I was like, fuck you. We got all this way. We are fucking going. He was like, I'm
fucking
going. And literally about 2 weeks later, after we got back, we traveled around Southeast Asia a bit and with Bacon after that. And about 2 weeks later, two other friends of his, when he got back to Seattle, ran into Scary Steve in Cambodia and stayed with Scary Steve for 2 weeks.
What the fuck?
Or for 2 days. And they were like, is this the dude you were talking about? Like on Facebook, and sent him these pictures and was like, yeah, this is the fucking guy. And it was Scary Steve. But he scared poor Bacon so bad. This dude, he said to us, we're like, so why did you move to Cambodia from Thailand? And he's like, oh, the restrictions on prostitution became too strict.
And I'm like, no. What the fuck? I was like really getting into prostitution.
Wow.
And they're like trying to stop me. And I'm like, I got to go to fuck Cambodia if I'm going to get my prostitution on.
Hey,
the prostitution laws in Thailand, there are none, by the way.
He's like, it's getting too much here, bro. Like,
I don't know what the hell he was fucking, but he was fucking something.
It was too.
That was way too.
That was like they're on the. They're like, no, Mackin, you cannot fuck me no more.
No,
the fucking laws here.
No, this just means like if he's fucking something that's illegal in Thailand, it's bad.
Yeah, that's what I'm saying.
But that scared the crap out of poor Eric Bacon. But his friends Ended up going to Cambodia to Siam Reap.
Yes, Thailand's too conservative, guys. I'm going to fucking get the fucking Cambodia.
Well, that's what there's
service conservatives.
Fucking conservative.
What's the name of that
Thailand, motherfucker.
Bastards.
British musician that did that. He actually moved to Cambodia and got arrested for that shit. For like.
The Who?
There was some.
Somebody from
Gary
The Who.
Gary Glitter.
Oh, yeah, yeah.
Gary Glitter.
Da, na, na. Hey!
I watched this documentary on some rehab that's in, I think, in Thailand, where they go and they make them vomit for like 7 days in a row.
What?
Yeah.
And then what? And then what happens?
And then
they shoot them up with heroin and kill them off.
And then supposedly.
Rehab from what?
It's like extracted the heroin from their body at that point, and then they meditate for 10 days in a row. And this is supposedly the most proven thing that's have rehabilitated people.
And then they start for the Lakers.
Like, their recovery rate is impeccable. What? Did you just say, like...
I'm trying to throw on some shit.
I'm talking seriously.
I'm following seriously.
But that's kind of cool. I think that's kind of cool. It's in a monastery. It's run by monks.
Like flying monks.
Funky Buddha?
Pardon ninjas.
They have trouble.
Who does?
I have daughter trouble.
What's that? Uh-oh.
Your niece is having trouble in there. Go handle it, Andy. Go handle it. Your niece is awake. Go put her back down.
Is that what that is?
Yes.
Oh, wow.
So you were also, in the land of New Zealand.
Yeah.
The Lord of the Rings land.
Yep.
Like, for an American going down there, you actually had to work down
Did
there.
You see Gandalf?
Did you see Gandalf?
No, you know, though, I was there when the second movie came out, whichever the second one was. I don't remember exactly. But at the same time, this movie called Whale Rider came out at the same time, which became a huge, like, indie
Whale Rider.
Film. Whale Rider. It's a pretty good film. But that was a huge hit. But those two movies were out at the same time, and I was walking through Wellington, and we were actually going to go see Whale Rider, and we came around the corner in downtown Wellington and looked down the street, and there's a huge, massive, like, two, maybe 150-foot-tall golem crawling over this massive statue, crawling over this theater in downtown Wellington. So we came around the corner and was like, Gollum crawling over this fucking theater.
Like, I guess we have to see Lord of the Rings.
After traveling around Southeast Asia for like 5 months straight and then going to New Zealand, like, was such a relief. Like, Southeast Asia was so tedious and, like, beautiful and cool. I saw rad shit, but, like, being constantly, like, on your guard and on your toes.
Mm-hmm.
And then to go to New Zealand was so fucking awesome.
You didn't have
awesome.
To worry
like,
about shit.
Yeah,
you could
anything.
you look like
Disneyland.
You look like
you
were from.
You
look like you're from New Zealand.
Yeah,
like nobody are like, oh, that guy's from American or whatever.
Well, no, there was definitely some of that, but they didn't give a shit about that. What was more was that. I mean, Southeast Asia is like super impoverished, and they're always like they see white
trying to rob
like,
you,
money. You know, like, oh, hey, I'm going to get money from this dude, and then get to New Zealand and be like.
Yeah.
Thank God.
It's like trying to cross the border in Tijuana, man. Those fuckers come up to you in the car.
Chicle.
Like, get the fuck out of here.
You're like, fuck, I'm glad you came along, dude. I've been looking for some gum. Thank God you're here.
You're awful.
Thank God. Thank God you're here, man. I have been waiting.
These windows have been dirty for days.
Clean that shit, bro. Thank God. Chicle. What's going on?
I remember crossing the border one time and I was in a car full of a whole bunch of guys and a couple of my cousins. And they were buying random
A whole bunch everything. Of guys and a couple of my cousins.
Yeah, a whole bunch of guys and a couple of my cousins. And they're buying up like anything that was coming up. They were doing bargains with everyone. There was like a huge line to get out, get back across the border. And so, I don't know, hundreds of guys came by. Girls, whatever, selling all kinds of stuff. They bought like just about everything. And next thing I know, man, I see like,
fuck,
like,
I'll buy it.
Oh, hey man, there's a big crucifix. They'll start bargaining with them. How much you want for it? They're like, oh, 20 pesos. Like, we'll give you 5. You know, they'll be like, no, man, you know, 15. You're like, we'll give you 4. You're like, 10. You're like, we'll give you 2 pesos. That's it. And you buy a, like a giant cross for 2 pesos.
And they hand it right back to
him. Here, take car. This.
That was fun. Thank you.
Take it out. Pass it across the window to the guy next to the other guy selling something. Like, here, take this.
Here. Here. Take this back. Asshole.
I remember I was haggling with this person in that was in Thailand? Yeah, it was in Thailand. Because it was for Stephanie's. She was trying to buy like a CD player or something. And I was haggling with this lady for like 20 minutes. And then all of a sudden I realized, it was like, I'm haggling with this lady for like literally 5 cents. And I was like, what the fuck am I doing? And then I just ended up giving her the original price she asked for in the first place. Because I was like, this is so stupid that I literally, like, I saved maybe $1 after 20 minutes of haggling with this lady. Mm-hmm. But then I just gave her this whole entire price in the first place because I'm like, fuck it.
That was
totally stupid of me. Some
people do it for
cents.
The sport. She probably does it for the sport.
Oh, dude. I was with when Jason and Cass came down, mm-hmm. and we were at an Italian restaurant in Krabi. I think we were in Krabi, Thailand. But in an Italian restaurant. Anyways, it was super fancy fucking place. And, of course, we're paying, like, you know, $1 a meal for this incredible fucking meal.
Yeah.
And we tipped, like, I think, like, 200, maybe. I think it was, like, 400 baht.
Okay, which is
like, $20.
Okay. That's a
but
nice
we'd
tip.
Spent shit tons of money.
Yeah.
And we tipped this kid so much money, like, way more than Tab even was.
20.
But this is Cass. Of course, yeah. Cass is, like, the greatest tipper ever. And she just really wanted to give this kid all this money because he was super rad.
We'd like her.
Cass is
yeah.
super awesome.
We'd like her.
Go Cass.
And,
we're good tippers.
And the kid almost started crying. And the manager came over and said, are you sure you want to do this?
Hey, guys. Hey, guys. I got to step in here.
Get
are you sure you want to do this?
I have 25 baht. I'm going to buy a country? Going to buy an army?
That's so sad.
I know. This kid that worked at this restaurant, I mean, she probably...
Oh, my God.
I mean, I got to say, I was probably 5... My conversion is fucking me up, but seriously, it's maybe $5 that she tipped
right
down.
On. I love her.
But
this girl
it was literally like 20 times the amount that we actually paid for the meal.
This girl Cass is like the closest thing to an angel I've ever met.
No.
She's so
Angel
wonderful.
Cass.
She's so nice. Do you agree?
Oh, yeah. Cass is the best.
Yes.
Ever.
Wonderful.
Very there you good. Go, Cass. There's your
Just
shout
openly
out.
Giving. I love you.
You're loved by producer Becky.
Loved.
Producer Becky loves you.
I do.
And you rule the world.
You rule the world.
But anyways, this kid, I think that we paid for his college whatever.
His first semester is paid for.
Right there with our tip.
He owns a casino now in Thailand.
He fucking makes bank.
Get him to start crying, though.
He brought Glenn Fry.
He bought Glenn Fry. He just keeps Glenn Fry there.
He's such a cheap bastard because you always haggle over stupid shit and you're like, yeah, this is totally stupid. Like, why am I haggling over this? Like, does that really matter? It's so. And every single time I've ever gone traveling in those, you know, like countries that third world country, I guess, you know, it's. I always leave with so much more money than I. Like, I think, okay, I've got this much money to spend there. And I'm such a cheap bastard when I'm there. Then I leave, and I'm like, God, I still have all this money. I should have done this. I should have done that. I shouldn't have been so fucking cheap. And so by the third time, finally, I was like, you know what? Fuck it. Hell, you want that? Sure,
got
no
here.
Problem.
Here's some
no
cash.
Problem.
There, if you want to
really...
I still
saved a ton of money. I still, you know, came
If you really want to contribute, go to Thailand, bring a bunch of cash, and just throw it around like a badass.
Fucking A, why not? You know what I mean? Like,
hey, here you go, kid. Here's $5. This whole shit in my life, yeah, go fuck off.
Why not? At least they're hustling, they're working, they're, you know, yeah. It's not like you're just giving us some fucking douche who's not doing shit.
Yeah, exactly.
You pay $20, you pay, take four kids, give them each $5, and be like, you guys are going to form a perimeter around us.
Form a perimeter.
Hey, that's form a perimeter, son of a bitch. Like, hey, watch my room. Oh, yeah.
Watch
hey,
my
kid.
Fucking shit, dude.
Here's fucking
here's $10.
25 cents.
Somebody comes up here, kill him. Kill him.
Yeah, I want their heads. Want their fucking head.
Somebody comes up here and says, hey, kid, get out of the way. Just fucking kill him.
There's two different types of police, right?
Oh, yeah.
What are the types of police?
There's Jean-Claude Van Damme police.
Yes, exactly.
And then there's Arnold Schwarzenegger.
Exactly.
In Thailand, there's their own division of tourist police. And they have their own Department of Tourist Police. They all speak English, and they all are probably more well paid than the average police officer. And if you like, if you're like lost or need issues or have issues or anything like that, you want to raise your police officer. They're actually thinking, how am I going to fuck this guy?
How am I going to get some fucking shit?
You go to
this
tourist
guy?
Police. Supposedly it's better, but still they're pretty fucking shitty. Like the worst fucking like in any society, police are pretty shitty.
Mm-hmm.
The sketchiest of fucks.
Yeah,
you never go to the police. You know what I mean?
Especially in Clovis.
Especially in Fresno.
We're like emperors, you know, empires.
Yeah.
Vader. Emperor. I think Vader had more power than the Emperor.
The Emperor.
He killed his ass.
The Emperor knew the dark side more than Vader did.
Not for the end, apparently.
Vader was stronger. Stronger with the Force.
The Force. Yes. Well, the Emperor was banking on Luke crossing over. That didn't happen. So that fucked him.
Hey, fuck you.
That fucked
pretty
him.
Pretty much said, hey, fuck
he's
you.
He's like, well, Vader was
a real, true master of the Force. He would have known.
Yeah.
Apparently he did.
That was hidden from
him. Millennium Falcon.
I had the
Death Star playset. Do you have the Death Star playset?
La-di-da.
La-di-da, the Death Star playset.
But the Millennium, that was fun.
Millennium Falcon's badass. I didn't have that. Do you have any Star Wars playset bells?
I had the Hoth planet.
Oh, yeah, I had that. I had the Hoth planet.
But anybody that had, like, the Death Star, they're like known as the pricks of the
Hoth like, people. Oh, the pricks. You guys are a bunch of fucking pricks.
They were the
guys
starting the rebel base.
Death Star.
If you had a pony.
Well, I have a Millennium Falcon and a Tauntaun. Well, fucking excuse me. I got a chewed up fucking Chewbacca that I found.
I found.
That someone threw out because they got a new one. They threw out the old one.
I remember my parents always had. They didn't really know anything about it, so they would let's go to Toys R Us and get the kids whatever Star Wars thing. And it was like some weird sand desert fucking creature or whatever, or like the awe. Like,
that's mom.
Mom's the worst.
Yeah, the parents don't know which thing to get.
Oh, it's the robot security guard for Lando.
Kristen.
Oh, great. Thanks.
That guy.
Like, thanks. She'll get Kristen a gift and this super rad stuff. And then mom will get me something, and I look at it and I'm like,
exactly. Ooh, she does that with Mike.
You just got me a stapler.
She'll get Mike like the raddest gift, and she'll get me like, what the fuck? She gets
mom.
She'll
went
go to like Craft Palace and get me a tea kettle.
Mom listens.
No.
She gets you a ball of like Gina Tay or something.
Oh, she wears that.
She loves Gina Tay.
You know my mom. What's up?
How do you know so much about my mom?
What the fuck's going on, Bells? Why do you know
here
so much about their mom, Bells?
Because I don't know.
She got me one time.
I am part gypsy. I read
you're
balls.
A gypsy.
I read crystal balls.
You're a gypsy.
A stack of napkins that had like weird pictures on them.
She probably got it from Craft Palace. She likes Craft Palace a lot.
I don't know
That's a Fresno thing. It's this place on Blackstone. So this is a Fresno podcast, right?
Sure.
Yeah.
We're going to keep going.
Blackstone that's got like little cubbies that people rent out.
It's extended podcast.
And they
it's extended.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, it's
where was it here again?
Whatever. Stack of weird napkins.
Stack of weird napkins.
Napkins.
That was my gift. I've gotten those like Shaw things.
Liz, tell her don't even worry about it. Just pay your goddamn Shaw phone bill.
With like beads and things hanging out everywhere, beads and whatnots.
All right, guys. Thanks for listening to a podcast.
What?
Good job. This is a podcast?
You're mean. Just because we're talking about it, you know that we know.
What am I being mean about?
You asked, my friend.
Wait, what? You have more to say? And he's headbutting the mic. You have more to say about to the Dorktown fans? I guess so. Fonzie, to everyone who listens to Dorktown.
Why would we even do this if we didn't complete it properly?
We're trying to. It's crazy. It's like the fucking middle of the night. It's like 4 a.m. Yeah. God's sakes.
Yeah, I mean, I got a freaking,
I got to not work in the morning. Oh, yeah, you get to sleep in, son of a bitch. You gotta work. Bells has gotta work.
Next podcast I come down, only thing we're doing is karaoke.
Karaoke podcast.
Oh, that'd be pretty awesome.
Sister Christian, the time has come.
No, I beg no classic rock. Can we stop for a second?
No.
New wave only?
New wave only.
New wave only.
How does it feel? Maybe like a new. Down, 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 down. What else is new wave?
I promise. What's that?
I promise. No. Wait, I almost had it.
Sorry, but I'm trying to.
There you go, Bells. There you go, Bells.
Thank you, Bells.
Thank you, Bells.
Next, Devo. Whip it good.
That's not.
That is new wave. That is like the definition of new wave.
No, it isn't. What's new wave, Annie? That's not. Devo is not new wave. Is it?
Hell yeah.
Yes.
Really?
God damn. Almost like she said.
And that's like your generation, so I'm kind of disappointed.
I know, but I don't think of that as new wave. I think of that as just 80s. Devo is just 80s music.
It was the epitome of new wave.
That and Depeche Mode.
The Cure.
The Cure, correct.
Yeah.
The Cure. We could do all karaoke Cure.
Kraftwerk?
Or Prince. We could do all karaoke Prince. All karaoke Prince.
That's what I'm talking about. Prince. I could do me some motherfucking Prince.
Let's go find some karaoke. Any Dorktown listeners know anywhere good Prince karaoke bars are?
Yeah, that's right.
Dig if you will, my picture. You and I engaged in a kiss. Most tricurious poses. They feel the heat.
I have the control of the stop button at any time. Anyone wants me to stop this, I will. Stop this at any time.
Baby, I'm just like my father too.
Let them be idiots.
This is what it sounds like when the dust comes.
There you go, Michael.